Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we just had the one of the icons of Hollywood, Charlie Sheen, from an icon family, join us for the last hour. He wanted to stay. He had to go. He has to go shoot on the set for the next episode of Two and a Half Men. And it's raining, so he'll probably get there late anyways. He's getting there late to do this interview. So we're going to have him back on in the near future, and we are working on some really neat stuff that I'm not going to talk about now. Just to finish up, he wanted to make the point when he ran out of time that the wings would have folded up. I mean, they claim they folded up. If they would have folded up, you would have seen the wreckage there, or it would have left marks on the facade of the building. It just doesn't make sense. And that's what everybody else has said about the Pentagon. So we're very honored to have Mr. Sheen. I'm going to take a break. I need to come down off that interview a little bit. So I'm going to play Inside Job, where he talks about the towers, people that brought down the towers. It was an inside job. And from one of the big rock and rollers. See, everybody knows it's an inside job. So let's go ahead and roll that, and we'll be right back with your calls and a lot of news on the other side.
Well, you were sleeping. They came and took it all away. The lanes and the middle. The places where you used to play. It was an inside job by the well connected. Your little protest, so merrily rejected. It was an inside job, like it always is. Chalk it up to business as usual. Island disappears while you are looking the other way. They'll take your right to own your own ideas. And it's an inside job, maybe they your trusted servants have left you unprotected. With an inside job, like it always is, just chalk it up to business as usual. You think that you're so smart, but you don't have a single clue what those dinners in the towers are doing to me and you. And they'll keep doing it and doing it. Walk out in the light. And it's an inside job to learn about forgiving. It's an inside job to hang on to the joy of living. Know the road by which you came. I know your mother's maiden name. And what you had for breakfast, what you hidden in the mattress. Bang your head against the wall, but empathy is worse. It's an inside job.
word is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylamines, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, you know what happened? Our AM and FM listeners that listen off of the satellites were able to hear the whole Charlie Sheen interview. But 15 minutes towards the end of the interview, about 45 after last hour, all of the streams, and I mean, there are a bunch of streams. I've got servers. The network has servers. It just maxed out and crashed. So what I'm going to do is, that interview is so important as more and more prominent people go public, I'm just going to air that interview again next hour. We're getting a lot of requests and phones are ringing off the hook of the network. There are even some stations, believe it or not, that get these high-quality digital internet feeds from us. That are, I don't know, 100 and something bit or 56K. I forget what it is. We even have affiliates that take it off the web, their own dedicated streams, and those even went down because they were on the very servers that started smoking. So I apologize about you guys, I guess, losing roughly 10 minutes of broadcast of program. So we will re-air that coming up in the third hour. I think it's worth it. I mean, isn't that what you want, listeners? If some of the listeners miss something, we should just go ahead and air it again. In this hour, we'll cover all the news and take your calls at 1-800-259-9231. And we'll get you up and on the air. We, for those that just tuned in, we had Charlie Sheen on last hour. And Charlie contacted me about a week ago. And thank God I didn't miss his email. One of my staff picked it up. We get thousands and thousands a day and got in touch with him and confirmed it was Charlie Sheen and some other Hollywood contacts, started talking to him. And the guy is so informed. You talk to him, especially in private. He just knows so much about everything from vaccines to the war to to you name it. And I'm really glad that I'm happy to know that he's another person that listens to the show. I mean, I don't tell you who listens to the show who's prominent. And I mean generals, congressmen and women. Really, it's daunting. It's amazing that we have this many listeners. Hollywood people, some of the biggest names who listen routinely. I mean, that listen every week that I'm in contact with, that I talk to, but that are afraid to go public. Well, not Charlie Sheen. He is putting a lot on the line to come out and do that. I mean, he's already been in the tabloids before for his taste in women and other things, but hell, everybody knows the president's a lot wilder than Charlie Sheen, so I don't want to get any neocon emails talking bad about it. Boy, look at the beam in George Bush's eye. You're emperor, you're God. But he's a great guy, and of all the Hollywood people I've talked to, he is the most informed. And, I mean, I've talked to some that just live this stuff constantly. And he confirmed what I already knew. In Hollywood right now, that's why you are actually seeing movies come out that are anti-New World Order. The establishment's having a lot of trouble trying to keep all their producers and people in line because they all want to talk about this. I mean, why not? The truth is dynamic. It's amazing. It's invigorating. It's scary. And it's what people want to talk about. It's what they want to get into. So we had Charlie Sheen on with us, sticking his toe in the water today here on the Alex Jones Show, where we cover real talk radio, real issues of real significance that actually affect you and your family. And I am just, again, blown away by the fact that top Japanese CEOs listen to the radio show and watch my films, that the UN Security Council has ordered them, that we've sent orders to the National Security Council in this government, that the Pentagon orders my videos. I mean, I'm not just talking about visitors to the website, because you can go, oh, look, 5% of our traffic's government. Oh, look, NSA, DEA, Defense Intelligence. I mean, any big site's going to have that because there's employees there late at night, and a lot of that's just traffic. It's patriots or people following a link. A lot of folks go, oh, look, I got traffic on my website. That means, the government's looking at me. Most of the time, that is not the case. But when the heads of federal agencies are ordering the videos, when big international banking associations in Switzerland the other day, I won't say names, I don't. It's kind of like the guy in school who goes out and dates the girls and keeps his mouth shut, and the girls start really, his name starts getting around. I'm sorry. No, I mean, seriously, I mean, that's a terrible analogy, but I keep my mouth shut. But to sit there and to see orders that come in from, international banking associations based in Europe, places like Austria, to be contacted, to know that one top CEO of a Japanese company, and they have staff checking out what I'm saying and cross-referencing and listening, because they know it's real, ladies and gentlemen, and don't ask me why they all tune into this show. I'm bombastic, I've got my problems, and I frankly sometimes don't even like to listen to my own show. Sometimes I listen and I go, that's great radio. Other times I listen and I go, I sound like a babbling monkey, a gibbering ape. But I think I telegraph the truth to people. People know. I mean, I'm in this for survival. I'm in this for the right reasons. And people have instincts, and people's instincts are getting honed because things are getting so dangerous in the world that it has a way of getting people's heads screwed on straight. And folks see the COINTELPRO operatives, the disinfo operatives, from a mile away, and that's why you are losers, some of you out there that attack this show and do the things you do, and why no one will ever have truck with you, no one will ever sup with you or give you sucker. No one wants to be around you because you're evil, grasping, dark side individuals, and you're going to lose, believe me. I snuck out last night after work and saw V for Vendetta. My wife hears that, she's going to get mad. She wanted me to take her to it. But I'm going to be caught by my own mouth. But I snuck off and watched it last night, and it was good. People said it was Illuminati, and I'd read some of the different synopses that were out there about it, and I'd say those were dishonest. I mean, I have questions about the Matrix. I have questions about some of the Illuminati things that are in it, especially in the third one. what is it, Matrix Revolutions or Revelations, I forget. But the Wachowski brothers with V for Vendetta, I know why the media is attacking it. I mean, it shows the government carrying out terror attacks with a bird flu type weapon to get martial law, to go after their political enemies, and to sell the pharmaceutical that is the cure for it, which is what's happening in our real world. And in the film, of course, the government... Well, just go see it for yourself. There's a lot of other things in it. It should also scare you, though, because a lot of times we see in Hollywood what the New World Order is actually going to do later. And in some cases, the bad guys do that themselves, but in others, it's the opposite. But everybody knows they're in danger. Servants of the New World Order know they're in danger. People who are big time know they're in danger, and that's why they're finally jumping ship, finally getting off the fence in some cases. Now, those were just neutral, and joining the fight for humanity, joining the fight for liberty, joining the fight against dehumanization, because they know that this is bad for everybody, that the elite are psychopathic. I mean, why are the elite? There's an article here where different states are trying to pass laws banning cities and counties and different farming associations from themselves banning the cross-species genetically engineered crops. You see, the Limbaughs of the world try to confuse this issue. They try to confuse the issue, and they try to say, oh, George Washington Carver, he engaged in genetic engineering. Yeah, he'd take one variety of peanut and cross it with five other peanuts and find out which one used less water, less soil, and a larger fruit inside the peanut shell. Now, that's just simple breeding, just like we've bred dogs. You're still working with the original canine genetics. That's what canine familiaris is. You take the, I guess, three different subspecies of wolf, and the different variants there is where you then get the different derivations of canine familiaris. That is not cross-species. When you stick spider genes in goats or tomato genes in pigs or human genes in pigs or jellyfish and cockroach and salamander genes in corn, and that's the kind of stuff that's in them, or you stick part of two different bacteria and three other plants from totally different species, not even the same genus or group, into it, then you get really dangerous stuff that can give rise to super funguses, super bacteria, super viruses that can take over other whole plant species or animal species. And they're now admitting that most of the allergies, the explosion in allergies, people never had allergies that we're seeing, are because of all this genetically engineered pollen out there in the air that's got other plant and animal matter in it, and the body really sees it as a bacteria. And then they're using VU all over the planet, which their own handbooks admit will kill you, guaranteed. You're going to live a life of misery, and then you're going to die if you get just even small amounts of this, and now it's in the air globally. And then they race to buy up the government and private testing centers to make sure no one can even release that data. Why are they doing that? Why? The elite could have taken Iraq. They could take over without using DU. They themselves breathe. Why? What's wrong with them? They're evil. They're malfunctioning. They love death. They are possessed with destructive tendencies. And these crooks, you know, these big crime families, none of them will say no to each other. So they're all just racing each other to get new developments and new patents and new profits and to corner and control industry. So there's no legitimate, sane controls. Then they're busy pulling you and your family over saying they want to search your car because 9/11 and America's in a new atmosphere because we're all in danger. You better not worry about planes blowing up or even A-bombs going off. That is nothing compared to the genetic engineering and the DU. What is it, the equivalent of 44,000 Hiroshima A-bombs? That's the equivalent of uranium that has been released in the atmosphere by the DU. I mean, 40-something thousand, that's official numbers. It makes all the A-bomb and hydrogen bomb, Bikini Island stuff, all the New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada stuff look like child's play. All the Russian testing, the Chinese testing, the French testing, the British testing. It's nothing. The equivalent of 44,000 A-bombs. A-bombs. And we're breathing it. The radiation detectors are ringing off the hook.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that President Kennedy signed into law State Department Publication 7277 entitled The United States Program for Complete and General Disarmament in a Peaceful World? This would disarm America and turn all of our armed forces over to the United Nations organization. Citizens would be required to turn in their guns guaranteed to them by the Second Amendment. The head of the United Nations forces that would control all arms would always be a communist by agreement. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sure enough, you've been requesting it on an instant messenger and emails and phone calls. You want to hear the interview again because some of the internet listeners, well, all the internet listeners got knocked off because it maxed out the servers, and we can have tens of thousands listen, so it's pretty serious. Just on the net, which is a small part of our audience. Look, I know we got Johnny and many others that are holding, but John Connor of the Resistance Manifesto has done a lot of great work out there exposing the New World Order. He just called in. Well, he called in on the studio line. Not supposed to do that. I have to give him put him in the timeout for that. But John, good to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Alex, I just want to touch on a few points since you mentioned V for Vendetta. I'm going to be posting a review here in about 5 minutes.
Well, let me ask you a question of what you thought of the Sheen interview.
Oh, absolutely fantastic. I'm sending out emails letting everybody know so they can tune into the rebroadcast. I think it's fantastic. I hope that Charlie Sheen just stands up and charges straight forward with all of his contacts to get this information out, Alex. Congratulations on that interview.
Well, I'm not going to say what he's planning to do, but it's exciting.
Well, listen, I just have a few points I want to touch on V for Vendetta. Sorry for calling in the studio line, but I feel it's fairly important.
I was teasing you. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to say, for those who haven't seen it, be careful for the pro-homosexual and anti-Christian messages which are blatantly slipped into the storyline.
Oh, you're right. You're right. In fact, I intended to write a review. There is some of that in there. I meant where they're claiming it's pro-terrorist. I meant the message of showing the government's behind the terror.
Well, yeah.
But it is a right-wing government, and that's because the liberals can't figure it out. The liberals look at Bush and believe that he's really a Christian, and then so they think that's what tyranny is, and I've talked about how that's done on purpose.
There are a few points. The character V was the victim of an MK Ultra type experiment, which in a sense created him. The government did cause the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people to cause a police state and a pretext for their fascist regime.
And to sell the pharmaceutical.
Yes, and I think it's very dangerous that this government, although they're not using the label Christian, it's very clear that it is a Christian fascist government with the pro-homosexual messages.
But it shows that they're not really Christians.
He's correct. They are a perverted sect of the Christianity, which is what most of the Christian
leaders. Well, it shows them all partying and sex and drugs. It clearly, like it shows the Catholic bishop, I mean, clearly not a Christian.
Sure. I just wonder, even though this is a great tool for addressing issues for our constitutional freedoms and issues of privacy, I do question the motives of the film's producers as to glorifying Guy Fawkes and seeming to plant the idea that what he was going to do was a good thing back in 1605 on November 5th when him and his crew...
Well, I wasn't really an expert on that, and now I've researched some of the Gunpowder Plot, and a lot of evidence shows that it was another stage deal where the British just grabbed their enemies, claiming they were going to blow something up, and it wasn't true.
Well, Alex, you'll be the one to uncover that and get to the truth. So
well, no, that's in a lot of mainstream histories. That it was just a big setup and that they had provocateurs in there trying to stir people up to do it.
Hey, that's a fantastic thing. Somebody should post an article on that. But I just wanted to express my disgust for the pro-homosexual and the anti-Christian message, and I really just think that we need to take this...
Well, you know, the cross they use is the double cross. It's actually the Knights Templar Illuminati cross. It's a double red cross.
Yeah, but they do, in the film, ban the Koran, and the television preacher does have a book which remains unnamed, but obviously it's a Christian Bible, so... There is some Christian bashing in the subtitles.
I agree with you. You know what? You're right. I was delirious and tired last night when I watched it to begin with. So.
Yeah. Well, just wanted to touch on those points, and I just fear that they're gonna hope that this sparks some MK Ultra type Timothy McVeigh to.
Well, look, I've said this already. That clearly they're planning to have Bush demonize conservatives and then bring in a, quote, liberal counter-revolution that'll just continue with the Patriot Act and all the rest of it. Surely that's being set up.
Yep, so I just want to throw these red flags. The FUMU's fantastic tool for awakening people. Alex, got to run. Thanks for the call.
Well, you bet. Thank you for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Johnny in Texas. Johnny, go ahead. We'll hold you over, but go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Good afternoon. I've enjoyed your show. It's a little bit off topic. I've enjoyed your show on Austin Access for well over a year now. I turned on the other day to watch it, and it wasn't there. It had been replaced by the City of Lakeway Bulletin Board. So this entire area in Apache Shores, which is just outside of Lakeway, this entire area used to get your show. You and Jeff Davis and everybody else, the Free Speech Channel, was there. It was available. Now it's not. It's been taken away. Do you know anything about this?
Yeah. A lot of cities carried the access outside Austin, so we were able to reach over potentially millions, and all around us they're shutting off the show. So stay there. Tell me more about it when we get back. Yeah, I mean, we started out on Access TV. I still do it every week. It's very effective. They're shutting it down all over the country. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cause for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. I want to run through the news. It's all very important. So, let's move to your calls quickly so I can get back into the news. Johnny, I am aware of what you're discussing, and in the past, a few years ago, Time Warner Cable, the access channels with the city and the county and the school TV channels showing all the meetings, and then three channels of citizens, very popular, people would ask for it, but no, now other areas will just run bulletin board, which no one wants to see. Why would they do that? And these are Time Warner systems. Time Warner is suing the city right now to shut down Access TV in Austin. I mean, I've had to hire PIs and sue people just to stop them from shutting it down last year. And then the director of it has been arrested and is facing, what, 45 years in prison for stealing. As I said, he did day one. Again, we took the risk. We got on air and said they're a bunch of crooks and exposed it. And then, of course, got the material to the police. And I'm not tooting my own horn. It's just we're fighting here, but you can fight in your area. But go ahead and finish up what you were saying about out there by Lake Travis it getting shut off.
Okay, now I've been in this area for about 8 years, and my mom, I maintain a place for my mother out there in Lakeway. Okay, my wife and I bought a place just outside of Lakeway in Apache Shores. Now, for all these previous 8 years, in the city of Lakeway proper, you were not able to get Austin Access Free Speech Channel. If you went out of the city limits and knew somebody over in Apache Shores, you could get it because this is unincorporated area and still considered part of the city of Austin. So that's the way it was. You could come to Apache Shores and watch your show or Jeff Davis or anybody, which I did quite often. Now you can't do that. Now it's you come out of Lakeway, you come to Apache Shores, you turn it on, and it's just a
Well, have you called them and asked why that's happening?
No, I don't know who to call. Who should I call? Time Warner?
Yes, and then find out the specific little provider. They may be feeding another provider out there. Anything else, sir?
It's just that this is the mentality. Lakeway is full of what it's full of what I like to refer to as Bush Nazis, and this is their mentality. Let's not let our kids see free speech. I mean, they isolate these kids in Lakeway. It's just ridiculous.
Oh, really? I've talked to the police. They're some of the, I'm not saying all the rich people out there are bad, but it's some of the most corrupt, decadent kids, period.
Yeah, absolutely, and they've got a great police force.
I actually know some of the people in the force. You know?
Yeah, actually, I do too as well.
I go fishing out there and stuff.
Right, they're a great bunch of guys. They've had their hands tied for a long time, and now they're finally getting some.
My point is, they're not really protecting those children from anything. All right, well, listen, I appreciate your call, sir. That's bad to hear, but I mean, they're shutting them down all over the country. Every week, I see some major access station just shut down. It won't be there soon, so use it. That's why I say get my films and make copies of them. And I guess I don't say that enough because Charlie Sheen listens to the show, and he says, hey, sir, I have to make copies of these. And I'm like, man, make all the copies you want. He's like, great. So in case any of you other people haven't heard, make copies. That's my whole point of making these. Let's talk to Dean in Tennessee. Dean, you're on the air.
How you do, Alex?
Good.
On the original broadcast on television, they talked about bombs going off at the Twin Towers. You remember, have you seen any of those tapes?
Yeah, I've got clips of it in some of my films.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I have a tape of the original one that I've just looked at. And actually,
Do me a favor in case I don't have it. Make yourself a copy, but make me an SP copy and mail it to me.
Yes, sir. Okay, that's why I was calling you about, because it's never been run. The first time I've run it was today.
Well, do me a favor. There's a lot of tapes that I don't have. There's a lot of so send it to me.
Okay, there's 4 hours of it.
Please.
Okay, it's on its way. Thank you, Al.
Anything else?
No, sir. Just keep it up, and I'm just lone wolf here in Tennessee.
What did you think of the interview last hour?
I didn't get to hear it. We got knocked off.
All right, I appreciate your call. That's why we're going to re-air it. I hope it doesn't happen again. Let's talk to Rita in Mass. Rita, you're on the air. Go ahead. Okay, Rita's not there. Robert in Denver. Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alexander. How are you?
Good.
Good, good. You still have the same ruling that old-timers like me can only call in once a week. Is that still the same edict?
Sir, all I said was that people who call every day, I'd like them to try to limit it to once a week. And we don't really, only because a lot of people complain they can never get through.
I hear you. Fair enough. Hey, three quick questions. A year ago, we talked about Howard Stern going to Sirius and the big money he was supposed to get. He didn't think it would happen, but as you know, he went on the air in January this year, and he seems to be blowing and going, although I can't find him. But I want to know what you thought of that. You still think he's going to be on the air for the next 3 or 4 years, or how do you see that playing out?
Are you saying I didn't think it would work? I think I said thought it would work.
Oh, okay. I thought you said it wouldn't.
Well, I'd jabber so fast, maybe you misunderstood me. I mean, no, he's made hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah. 2 weeks ago, the front page of Denver Post, there was a survey done that showed Bush's approval rating was in the low 30s. The same survey said that 72% of the soldiers in Iraq said they should get out in a year. Did you see that survey? And if so,
well, that was the Zogby. The other was LePew Research Center, and they both show similar numbers. Some polls show him as low as 25%, a lot of them 27, some 33. The big CBS and USA Today and CNN polls are showing 32, 34. Meanwhile, Cheney and Bush are saying that the war is going great and everything's wonderful.
But do you think that the part about the soldiers, 72% saying we should get out, is accurate? Do you agree with that?
Oh, I think it's higher than that from the soldiers I've talked to.
Really? They echo the same thing?
Yeah, I mean, you've got some brainwashed soldiers that just think it's all wonderful, but most of them are pretty smart. I mean, you normally find that 70%+ of soldiers are on the right side of things. They're good people. Most of them do join because they love this country and think they're fighting for this country in most cases. 76% in the famous 29 Palms survey, will you fire on Americans under PDD 25? 76% said no, and then they've had other official surveys, and it's in the high 70s. So those numbers mesh with 70%+ are good people.
Well, good.
And the others are dumb as dirt. And you know, that's better numbers than you find in the general public.
You're probably right. I'm glad to hear that. Hey, one last quick thing. I was listening to Stan Monteith a week or so ago, and I forget who he's talking to. The subject of war came up in Iraq and what's going to happen in Iran and so forth. And Dr. Monteith made the comment that he thought that the United States is still a superpower. We could pretty much crush anybody. I think two countries that would give us a run for our money in a straight-up war would definitely be China and Russia. What's your feelings on that?
Well, I'm going to let you go and answer that. The problem is the globalists own and control predominantly Russia and China. So it's like a triple Siamese twin, the U.S., Russia, China. So if you start stabbing the twin next to you, you're stabbing your own blood supply. You're stabbing yourself. So according to the Pentagon's new map and the futurist war planners that they really respond to and they support and that they celebrate, China and Russia are buddies and are going to help police America, and we're going to help police them. That's official. And then it's 65 countries, PNAC is 63, in, quote, the gap. And the gap is basically, if you look at a flat map of the world, it's a big giant circle right in the middle. It's the third world, the equatorial countries and those a couple thousand miles either side of it. And it's the Malaysias, and it's the African countries, the Nigerias, and it's the Middle Eastern countries, and they've all got to be invaded, and Latin America needs to, some areas need to be invaded, and they have been invaded. There are troops down there right now by the tens of thousands. And so they play off this false bipolar world, and they say this in policy reports. They say the people know there's a one-world government, so we've got to act like there isn't and basically play each other off against each other, building up police states in both poles of the false political system, in the name of fighting each other, but really it's an excuse to build up our armaments to dominate the third world and domestic populations. Around 70% of the funding of our military goes into international conflicts, two-front wars. Around 30%, that number's growing, is for domestic suppression. You know, they're going to have CIA offices already do in major cities, military merging with the police, merging the National Guard with the police. You know, all the National Guard's going to give you their old command base, but they're going to still have an office in it and have the emergency management center there with FEMA money, and then we're going to basically, through grants, have the cities and counties sign their authority away over to us. And they have little citizen tattletale squads and Homeland Security squads. We've had some of their directors and minions and volunteers at every level on and covered it in several of the films. So that's what's going on. Okay. Let's go ahead and go to Daryl in New Hampshire, and that's going to be it for calls for a while. I've got to cover some news. Daryl, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey, thanks for setting the truth out there and liberating people's minds. Thanks, man.
Thank you. Anything on your mind, sir?
I just don't know. Like, I'm in, like, a tiny suburban town where, like, there's, like, mad CEOs and all this stuff, and I'm sure that they're semi-involved, and I don't even know how to get myself, like, I'm struggling, but I'm building my courage. I think I'll see you out there, and everyone else. And we're just gonna have to just not be afraid whatsoever, despite any consequence.
Well, we better be afraid of not standing up. The consequences of doing nothing are much greater than the consequences of standing.
Uh-huh.
It feels good to stand up.
Yeah.
I'm tired of these psychopathic bullies trying to run our lives. Good to hear that you're getting involved. First, you got to inform yourself, really get educated on the facts. Then you pick some issues is one good way to do it, and get involved locally. You don't have to go to, you know, defeat the New World Order overnight, defeat the dragon yourself. I mean, we have that Hollywood image of the superhero saving us. It's all of us, little things we do. It's the little people, the little man, like Alan Jackson's song. Thank God for the little man. Okay, now I'm really torturing people. Let me get into some of the news here. Listen to this. Pentagon hired a contractor to advise on collecting information on churches, mosques, other U.S. sites. A Pentagon intelligence agency that kept files on American anti-war activists hired one of the contractors who bribed former Representative Randy Duke Cunningham, Republican of California. He's the guy that stole $800+ million. He's pled guilty. To help in collect data on houses of worship, schools, power plants, and other locations in the United States. And it just goes into the spine. It is so massive. Here's another one. Advanced workers for Bush impersonated reporters. That's Washington Post. The White House said yesterday it will discipline two government employees who masqueraded as journalists, Sure they will. It's like the Army recruiter that called up threatening people to go to prison if they didn't come join the military and sign the contract. That's racketeering, by the way, and extortion. They're enforcing what they're doing. And they gave him a bonus and made him the head of a whole region. Just like the head of the Met police who did the big cover-up shooting Dominguez 14 times, he's now getting a giant cash bonus. The FBI agents that ordered their underlings not to stop, quote, Al-Qaeda before 9/11, they got record cash bonuses. The others got demoted or fired that tried to stop Al-Qaeda. Mississippi couple whose home was destroyed by Hurricane Katrina and two men who later identified themselves as Secret Service agents pretended to be Fox News journalists, same thing, when surveying their neighborhood in advance of a March 8 visit from President Bush. Just another example of secret police everywhere, and they'll now be our new national police under the auspices of the Expanded Patriot Act. Here's a really scary article. MI5 helped IRA buy bomb parts in U.S. And we have the related MI5, MI6 involvement in IRA terrorism archive under that we posted there, and a link to Paul's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror in the New World Order, a free chapter on it from the book, British Intelligence, Her Majesty's Terrorist Network. A former British Army mole in the IRA has claimed that MI5 arranged a weapons-buying trip to America in which he obtained detonators later used by terrorists to murder soldiers and police officers. In a book to be published next month, Spy, he uses the pseudonym Kevin Fulton, describes in detail how the British intelligence cooperated with the FBI to ensure his trip to New York in the 1990s went ahead without incident so that his cover would not be blown. He goes in to talk about how he supplied the detonators used to carry out the bomb. Folks, they build the bombs. There's hundreds of articles and admissions. They go break people's legs and they refuse to carry out the bombing. In every case we looked at, they commanded the IRA hardliners. The British intel sat as the heads of the IRA. So this is just one new little cherry on top, or maybe a little nut on the sundae of just hundreds of pieces that make this gourmet treat. On the anniversary of the invasion, Bush and Cheney see Iraq's successes. On the third anniversary of the war that they once expected to be over by now, they said within 6 months guaranteed, they swore our troops would be home. Their own battle plan said 20 years. President Bush and senior officials argued Sunday that their strategy was working despite escalating violence in Iraq, even as the former Iraqi prime minister, once favored by the White House, declared that a civil war had already started. And it goes on with their ridiculous quotes, and Bush saying that things are better now than they were. It's just, and we don't want to cut and run. The Pentagon's own plan is to have civil war and break that country up and stay there as long as possible. We see it as a failure. The globalists see it as a victory. Just like the war on drugs is, quote, a failure, if you believe what they claim it's for, it is. But no, if it's to get control, put your kids in prison, which the big cartels openly own, and then bring in the majority of the drugs themselves, then it's a great success. And I've made that point many times, so I will not belabor it. Impeach Bush chorus grows, London Times. The movement to impeach President George W. Bush over the war on terror began with a few tatty bumper stickers on the back of battered old Volvos and slogans such as Bush lied, people died on far-left websites. But as Democratic hopes rise of gaining control of Congress this autumn, dreams of impeaching Bush are no longer confined to his political fringe. I remember people thought we couldn't start the impeachment of Clinton, but we did. A poll last week found that voters, by 50% to 37 who were against, would prefer the Democrats to control Congress. If Bush opponents find themselves in opposition to power, the temptation to humiliate him is likely to be irresistible. And Ron Paul says they'll probably impeach him, but it'll just be political. I mean, and they'll pose as our saviors while being for the exact same policies. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. But Ron Paul and others have said it'd probably be a good thing because anything to limit executive power is good. We're in danger of total, open dictatorship. Small town provokes big outrage in Vermont. Vote to impeach Bush sparks backlash, and they say that the majority of Vermonters, of course, want to impeach him, but they're getting hate calls and letters from all over the country by the neocons, who are the minority but try to intimidate everybody. Chavez blasts Bush as donkey and drunkard. I don't know about him being a donkey, but he is a drunkard. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez on Sunday lobbed a litany of insults at U.S. President Bush, ranging from donkey to drunkard, in response to White House report branding the left-wing leader a demagogue. Chavez is one of America's fiercest critics and has repeatedly accused the United States government of seeking to oust him from the presidency of Venezuela, the world's number five oil exporter and a supplier of around 50% of U.S. crude imports. They own Sitka. You are a donkey, Mr. Bush, said Chavez, speaking in English on his weekly Sunday broadcast. You're an alcoholic, Mr. Danger, or rather, you're a drunkard, Chavez said, referring to Bush by the nickname he frequently uses to describe the U.S. president. I got to laugh at that. But pillaring Bush, pillaring him, you know, that's where they put you in the stocks and throw rotten food at you. You know, the old movies where they show old play, people don't like the play or the comedian, they throw rotten cabbages and eggs, that's pillaring. And this type of pillaring does nothing. I guess it makes constituents happy. Bush is a puppet. He needs to be, that's what is effective, to describe how he's a titular nothing. Just like Bill Clinton was. You get all caught up just attacking these people, it does nothing. Here it is. Blundering Met police chief in line for £34,000. Excuse me, I said dollar. So that's over. That's about $60,000. Cash bonus for doing a great job. He's the guy that covered up the killing of Dominguez. A lot more coming up. We'll take a few more calls, too. I'm going to go live till 8 after, and then we'll come back and play the Charlie Sheen interview right here on the GCN radio network. This is Genesis. We'll be right back.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive, but it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Because a lot of you missed it, most of you missed it, we're going to re-air the Charlie Sheen interview. 8 minutes into the hour, next hour. Take a few calls on the next segment, cover some other news items. Got to put in a plug here. That's what funds this entire operation, and the videos are the most effective thing we do. Get them. Make copies. If you've already got my films, Martial Law, Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, those are the really good ones I've made about 9/11 and other government-sponsored terror. You've got them sitting on the shelf, and you like them, you think they're good. You've checked out the information we claim there, the facts we lay out. Then please make copies of them. And if you haven't gotten them, Get American Dictators. Get Road to Tyranny. Get Martial Law. Get my new film, The Order of Death. You get free Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove on the same DVD when we snuck in there back in 2000. And we have the new footage in Order of Death from a fellow who worked there and exposed it last year. So just powerful info at Infowars.com. The New World Order is the disease. These videos are a big part of the cure, a big part of the medicine. And they're well done, they're professional, and they will wake people up. So please get the videos. Go to the secure online safe shopping cart at Infowars.com. And we're going to post, of course, for free the Charlie Sheen interview up on PrisonPlanet.tv. So folks have a chance to go listen to that. We'll be writing an article about the interview we did a little bit later today as well with Paul Watson as soon as I get off here. And in the next few months, you'll be hearing about some of the things that Charlie and I are going to be doing concerning 9/11. That was just the toe being put in the water that you heard during the last hour. But, again, Infowars.com to order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart. Go peruse the books and videos and other books and videos by other authors we carry, some of the offers we have there. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, where all my best audio interviews, 14 of my films, all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other films like Loose Change 2 and Ted Pike's videos, and we got some of the presentations. Madeline Duncan Brown's going up there. We've got the American Union by Robert Galen Ross up there, the videotape interviews we do here live in studio with guests. Charlie says sometimes you need to come to Austin and be in studio with us right here. That'll be great. So that'll be up there in the future if he does that. And my weekly TV show that's won Best of Austin, The Reader's Pulse, it's a pretty good TV show, I think. It's all up there, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Get a monthly subscription for $5.95. A cup of coffee costs you $1.50 at Starbucks or $2. So for the price of a couple cups of coffee, you get a whole month. Or get 5 months plus, it's 5.3 months precisely, want to get technical, free when you get a yearly membership. So get 5+ months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Go sign up, get your membership today. I'll just go ahead and take a call right now. Who's up next in line? Well, what I'll do as soon as you get the call list straight is I'll, because remember, they're up in Minnesota, folks, and I'm down here in Austin, Texas, so I always have to, I could use the instant messenger, but I tend to be in the Stone Age here, and so I always just have them tell me the names, I write them down and go to them, and then shuffle the papers and can't get to them. Mike in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, how does the anthrax mailings and the smallpox scare and the West Nile virus follow up with 9/11, what Charlie Sheen said?
Well, we know the anthrax was a White House ordered op. All of Bush's enemies got the letters from the guy that did a story about his daughters falling down drunk to people that, the leader of the Senate, Daschle. And we know it was super U.S.-designed, high-grade, $100 million piece of equipment it takes just to coat them in bentonite. They actually put little wings on each spore so they get picked up by the air and stay buoyant in the atmosphere for inhalation. And we know he was on Cipro starting September 10th with his cabinet, Associated Press. Ari Fleischer, White House Press Secretary, also confirmed that when he was questioned, and we know that it came from Fort Detrick, Maryland. We know they tried to cover that up and claim somebody made it in their bathtub. So that was a government op. And then you mentioned, what else did you mention?
They were saying that some college in Iowa was behind it. What was that?
No, that wasn't true. They tried to claim it was Stephen Hatfield, too, and that wasn't true. And then you mentioned West Nile. West Nile, we know our government in 1984 and then again in 1990 mailed that stuff to Saddam Hussein. And then again in 1994. And then they try to claim he did it, which he didn't. We'll be right back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.